when you start to get these little glimpses of how you can actually form these new connections and step into your future self, when you start to get these little hints about that, then you get that appreciation that yes, I can hit my big goals. Yes, I can make the biggest difference.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio. Now, we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm so excited to be with you here on another episode. I always love these. And, you know, I have met the most amazing people. And I have to share, we're into year 5 since the diagnosis. And I'm telling you, when I first got that diagnosis, they just sort of stamped this, you know, red diagnosis on my forehead. And from now on, your life is going to be awful kind of stuff. Like, you're never going to do this. You're never going to do that. And I'm one of those that is called a polarity responder. And I'm the type that would say, yeah, I'll show you. So I have to say that I have shown them that I beat the odds, which is awesome. And that's what I love to do here on the Autoimmune Hour, is to show you too how you can work to beat the odds and to optimize. We don't talk about cure here. Optimize little steps at a time. Optimize each little thing as you go. And pretty soon, it's just this massive amount of optimization going on. And that's what's happening for me right now. And as you know, I love the show because I meet the most amazing people. And I want to share with you a really amazing coach. And his name is Michael Tranmere. And you guys might say, Sharon, he doesn't have an autoimmune. No, he doesn't. But he has this really unique point of view about life that I thought fit right into my celebration of passing that year 5 and having the doctors anoint me in remission. Although, as you guys know, if you've watched the show at all, I've said that for a long, long time, that I didn't even care if they anointed me with any of that, because I know how I feel, and that's the key point. So let me tell you a little bit about why I want Michael on the show, and then we'll jump right into talking to him. He helps launch new coaches so they can leave their corporate jobs and powerfully serve people at a higher level. And that's really his calling, is to serve people at this higher level. And his greatest strength is his ability to help people get clarity around the world of distractions. And I'm going to say, in a weird way, my autoimmune disease was a huge distraction. Now you're like, oh, that's a funny way to put it. But it really derailed my life. And Michael has these great ways of looking how to get consistent, disciplined, and focused. So we're going to talk to him about that. And a little bit about his upcoming book. I'm so excited. His first book, Centauri Ananda, Awaken to Happiness. He tells the story of recovering from a failed marriage, how to awaken to his true self. So we'll get into that a little bit too. But welcome to the show, Michael. I'm so thrilled that we've been able to find the time in your busy schedule to get you on.
I am so thrilled to be here, Sharon. And yeah, just first off, congratulations to you both on the success 5 years of the show, but also the success and the perseverance that you have to, yeah, choose your own path and chart your own destiny to health. And it's just like, I'm looking at you here right now, you're so lit up with energy. And I don't know how anyone could ever doubt what you're capable of and what you have accomplished. So kudos to you.
Oh, thank you, Michael. It's always nice to have people give you a little high five, that's for sure.
We need it. We need high fives, right? Even trailblazers, everybody needs a high five, right? There's so much of the opposite out there in the world, right? People trying to tear people down. Let's give more high fives.
Absolutely. And I'll say, not just tear people down, which is true. My gosh, you go on social media or whatever, forget that. But I have to say, even in the world of medicine and recovery, oftentimes I'd say, well, you know, that's not going to be, I'd get some sort of diagnosis or some sort of prognosis of this direction or that direction, always really kind of disastrous type of directions. And I would say, no, that's not going to work for me. That's not going to be me. And I would hear from experts. And this is where the brain starts to play tricks on you, is because they were experts. I like to call them white coat authority. And I, let me just say here first, medicine saved my life. So I'm not downing any doctors or anything at all. Just saying, what happens when you get a diagnosis and they start telling you all the stats and they start telling you all the dire consequences, it's really hard to say, that's not going to be me. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk to you about this idea of, at first I didn't think I was all that disciplined. I was just trying to survive. But with some of your expert techniques and things like that, I think the discipline and learning to stay focused on what's next was really powerful. So let's talk a little bit about, because who, I know you don't have this great way of looking at it, because who likes the word disciplined? I don't.
Call it what you want, but when you study the people that have been successful, when you see what they've done and you listen to interviews or you read stories about those people that have been ultra successful, it boils down to that. And it boils down to both the discipline, but also the belief. So going back to you, when you were getting those percentages of whatever was going to come out of these diagnoses that you were going to have, you got to believe that if there is a gap in there of people that have made it, it all starts with the belief. It all starts with the belief that you're going to be one of those people that is going to beat the disease or overcome your adversity. And for me, when I was in my low point following the end of my marriage, it was really that split second belief that not only could I, you know, dig myself out of my rock bottom, but now I had this real blank slate, this real opportunity to create whatever I wanted. But it all started with that belief. And when you get that belief and you get that flash and you get that image of a healthier you or a better you or living your best true life and being your true self, when you get that belief, you can't lose it, right? You can't lose it. And that's why I always, one of the first things I go through with the folks that I work with is, what are your dreams, right? What are your goals? What are your dreams? The goals are the practical ones, right? The dreams are the big ones, but you need to write them down. And you need to get clear on them because you need to keep that vision. And then we work on the discipline steps that are going to help you get there. And let me tell you, it's not a straight line. It's never a straight line. I'm sure you can attest to that as well, Sharon.
Oh, absolutely. Healing is not a straight line. Neither is any success, whether it's business success, relationship success, whatever. It's never a straight line. One of the things I had a wise medical professional tell me, and you guys can find your team that supports your beliefs for sure. I just want to throw that out there as that wandered through my mind. Find a team that supports your beliefs, because I fired a lot of people that didn't support my belief that I'd ever get well. But she told me when I was having a slip, I was starting to have some symptoms, and I'm thinking, my first thought to her is, I don't want to go back to that, you know, the original problem, the original diagnosis. And she was so sweet. She pointed out to me, she said, we've been traveling up this mountain for a while. We were down in this valley, dark, dark valley, and we've been traveling up, and you're not down in that valley right now. You've slipped a little bit, like two or three steps, and maybe a few rocks have tumbled down onto you from the mountain, but we're still on the mountain. You're not in the valley. And I love that metaphor because it showed me, you know, I just have to go a couple of steps. I'm not starting over.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And for someone who spends a good amount of time in the mountains, and for those that are watching this, you can see there's a painting of mountains behind me. And I've ski toured and I've hiked a whole bunch of beautiful mountains in British Columbia, which I'm so fortunate to live here and do. But every time you go to summit a peak, it's not a straight line, right? It's not a conveyor belt, an escalator to get up there. You're going down these little dips. There are little ups and downs. You want it to be just straight up and get it over with, but that's not the case. There's always ups and downs, and there's roots to go over and streams to go through and branches that hit you in the face and all sorts of other adversities that come up. And it's just, again, yeah, just like you mentioned, a perfect metaphor for life.
Yeah, I found that was so helpful. And it's nice, like I said, to have team members. So interview your team members, make sure that they're on the same plane, that they know and they believe that you can get well, or you can get to wherever you're going, but you can get well too. Because I think that was a huge thing, going back to the Bravo, the high five, is having my team members who come from a variety of medical disciplines, all be on the same page, all being able to bravo, high five, keep going, Sharon, you're headed in the right direction, is really powerful to having. And I think that's what's powerful about coaches such as yourself, can help people recover when that branch hits them in the face, as you said in the metaphor there.
Yeah, and it is. It's surrounding yourself with your tribe. And coaching is a very intimate relationship. So it's very important that coaches, and I help create new coaches, the second thing we do is really I help them find their voice and share their message and speak where they're coming from and be their authentic selves. Because that way you're going to attract the people that resonate with you and that understand and get your message. And I've made mistakes before taking on people that didn't quite vibe with that. And it is, when the energies are off, it really pulls away from what you're trying to do. And so same thing, same message that you were talking about. When you surround yourself with the medical team and medical professionals and other people in your circle that really believe that you can power through and overcome this, it makes all the difference in the world to generate that collective energy and move it forward and focus on getting well or recovering from adversity or having business success, everything.
Yeah, it fascinates me, the more I'm on this healing journey, how, whether it was the business success I've had over the years, looking backwards with great hindsight on that, looking backwards on the recovery journey I'm doing, and other adversities through my life, the skills all seem to be pretty much the same to recover, dust yourself off, and head on a new path. One of the fascinating things that I found was some people say, well, don't you want your old life back? Or do you have your old life back? And I, no, because at least in the case of medical, and I can think of other adversities too, what I was doing before got me to that place of adversity, whether it was the illness or something else. Why would I want my old life back?
I appreciate that. And for someone who is, you know, is relatively new into this new world, it's been a year and a half now since I really transformed out of my old world, which was engineering job and then the relationship as well. And so over the last year and a half, all of that has switched since I've now officially retired from engineering to go full on into coaching and speaking and writing. It's a massive switch, but I always am grateful for that world that got me here, because that helped shape everything that I learned that I'm taking forward. Not everything. I don't need all those equations that I never really used anyways. But so much of it, right? So much of the project management skills, so much of the life skills, so much of the interpersonal skills, so much of it can be useful on your next path of your journey. So, I mean, if there's a message linked in there, it's if you're going to make a move, going to make a change in your life, just be aware that, you know, if it's a big change, don't have the outlook that your old life was not useful or didn't have purpose or meaning. Have the perspective that, yeah, everything I did up until this point was really to teach me and help me grow. And I'm going to take that and I'm going to go in this new direction that I really want to chart.
That's a better way of looking at it, because I just say, no, I don't want that old life back. Because in my mind, it was like, that's what led me up to this diagnosis. But, you know, I did learn a lot on that path until I hit that wall.
you learn you don't want to go back there, and you learned what not to do, and you took that knowledge, and now you've shaped this new destiny for yourself.
Absolutely. And I brought a lot of the skills that I learned even on that path into this. I think a lot of things that I learned have brought the ability to have the podcast and other things like that. So you're right, not leaving it all behind. Being more picky, I think. Being more picky of what to leave behind.
Yeah, you and I, and many others, we're not going back to the old world, that's for sure. That's for sure. We love this new world. But where we would take what we want from the old world and bring it forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We need to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Michael some more about this idea of small decisions and staying focused on that in our case, the healthy path. But we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Show. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Michael Tranmer. He's a high-performance coach, and he recognizes that consistent discipline and focused lifestyle are the only ways to make your big dreams come true. And he's a friend of mine that I've always looked to him for the resilience, the grit, and the ability to just consistently focus through to what you want. And as he said, it started with beliefs. But Michael, I want to talk to you about this idea of the small focuses that lead us to the larger goal, because I find that really fascinating. When, in my case, when you have an illness that's sort of overpowering at first, you're just grateful that you made it to the next day. And I never looked at that as like, you know, well, that's part of this focus ability, just making it to the next day. But let's talk about what focus really means.
Focus is so hard for people these days. And one of the reasons it's getting increasingly harder, and something you touched on in the very beginning of this show, is the increasing number of distractions. They're everywhere. And they're not getting less, they're becoming more. It's the phone, it's the emails, it's the people, it's the commitments. It's this whole culture that has morphed into the sense that busy is better. Busy is better. And with busy becomes helps us, busy causes us to lose our focus 100%. And what a quote that I've heard from earlier this year is that busy is the new stupid.
I like that.
Busy is the new stupid. So what I try to do and what I try to teach my people to do is just really step back, find that stillness, find those quiet moments of the day, find what you can say no to, find what you can eliminate from your life, find what is wasting time in your life. Because, you know, the people I work with and myself, we have big goals. We have big dreams. We don't have time to waste. We don't have time to waste. And when you've got this vision of where you want to go, that's it. You start to break it down. What can I do this year? What can I do this month? What can I do this week? What can I do today? And often we'll think we can accomplish more in a month than we actually do, but we actually, for a year, we actually can accomplish more than we often set out to in a year. It's an incredible amount of time. But it really is that. It's doing what you can to remove the distractions, and then also breaking down your dreams into goals, and then week by week steps, and then day by day as well. And not losing track of that when things come up to derail you, like people trying to knock you off or other requests that aren't in alignment where you're going. So many things try to derail us. And often we try to derail ourselves when things don't go as well also. But you got to know, when you have a bad day, you're still going for your dream, right? When you have a bad week, you're still going. So you're gonna recalibrate a bit and change a couple of approaches, but you're still going for it. And so that's resiliency is what really breeds success.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I think about the wellness journey I was on, and still am on, is this idea of breaking it down. And one of the things you said about distractions was, at first, I thought it was really selfish for me to give up on a lot of the different committees and things that I had been doing. And then all of a sudden, when my health intervened, I still felt like I had to do that. And I know this sounds weird, but I was feeling really guilty about saying no to a lot of things, but I had to focus on myself and having the ability to say to people in a very kind way, you know, I still believe in your vision, or I believe in this cause, or whatever it was. But saying no is not all that easy, having to admit to yourself, I have to focus on myself and my own success, and in my case, my health success right now.
Yeah, it is not easy to say no, and there's a lot of people pleasers out there. But when you spread yourself too thin, whether you're sick or you're not, when you spread yourself too thin, you're showing up sort of 25% for all these people. The better approach is to get so crystal clear on the people that resonate with you, the people that you want to serve, the people that you can really help transform to the next level. Give them 100%. Give them everything, because then that full energy gets transferred to them and then out beyond to their people as well.
That's a great analogy, a great metaphor, because I hadn't thought about that everybody else is getting 25%. And there were a couple of groups that I kept in my little fold there, because they did mean so much to me to keep them going. But I think the wonderful thing about that was, when you build the right community around yourself, and I know you have built this amazing community, when you build the right community around yourself, what's been so fascinating to me is all the freedom that happens when you find the right tribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, instead of wasting energy trying to impress people that, you know, you don't really actually like, you surround yourself by the people that you do like and like you back, and they resonate with you. And it's, instead of the energy getting sucked, it's the energy gets lifted up, and you all start to lift each other up. And that's why I like collaborating with so many high vibrating people, right? Because when we get off phone calls or we get out of events, you leave an event or a phone call or an experience with more energy. And to be able to have that awareness of you know, for people that go throughout their day, just be aware of those spikes or those lulls in energy. You know, what are you doing, and who are you spending time around that gives you energy? But also, what are you doing and who are you spending time around that really sucks your energy away from you? And, you know, have that check in every now and then, and obviously try to spend more time in column A with the people that lift you up, because you're lifting them up as well. That's really how you change the world.
It's funny you mentioned that. Just this weekend, I did some social media housekeeping where I unjoined some groups, mm-hmm. because I had noticed that some of the messages that I was seeing were really pulling me down, were not in alignment with me any longer. If they ever were, I might have just joined. Some I didn't even realize I joined, but I found that was really refreshing. I spent about an hour degrouping myself on social media, and I found it uplifting and refreshing. I don't know, I can't say why, but it just felt lighter when I just, you know, blessed them and sent them on their way, that wasn't the path that I was going to be on anymore. And that, to me, was as refreshing as if maybe, you know, it had been a toxic person in my world. It was very similar because I'm thinking about the time I spend on social media, understanding autoimmune on Facebook and Twitter and things like that. How refreshing it is not to see a lot of that negativity in my timeline.
Yeah, absolutely. And people can do that in all areas of their world, social media absolutely included. If you're scrolling through the thing, through whichever one of the platforms you're on, and you get to the end and you feel so drained and you start comparing with all these other people and what you think you should be doing, don't do that, right? Don't put yourself in that hole. Replace that with inspiring people that motivate you to and lift you up, people that challenge you, people that you really want to join and be more like. Just have that awareness again of where that energy is getting sucked out of you.
Mm. You said challenge you. I like that word. I'm one of those people that like to be around people that are more successful than I am because I feel challenged to meet that wherever they are. It's sort of like, yep, that's the way I'm headed. And I love the idea of challenge. But when you're feeling crummy, it's kind of hard to motivate yourself to be challenged and stay motivated. What are some tips that you have for people when they're saying, okay, Michael, this sounds great in business, but you know, I'm sorry, just getting out of bed in the morning feels crummy. What are some tips you have when people are saying, I just really need some little nuggets to keep me motivated and challenged to stay optimizing?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I have those days as well. We all have crummy days. But I know for me, and what I share with a lot of people, is that it is really the morning that sets the tone for my day. So I'm a real big morning routine guy. And it's all about getting my head and my body into the right place to set me on that right path for the rest of the day. You know, I'll do the gratitude in the morning. I'll read something inspiring and educational. I'll meditate and I'll go exercise. And only after this 1, 2, sometimes 3 hour event that I have each morning, then I'll turn on the phone and then I'll light up the computer to see what the rest of the world wants from me or what I can give to them. But by getting my mind and getting my body, getting it into that state, into that healthy state and into that focus state, you know, I'm looking at my dreams and my goals first thing in the morning and again at night as well. I spend time in with the future me. I chart that path and I get so freaking excited, right? When I spend time with myself achieving these goals in the future that I'm going to hit. That's exciting. That motivates me to get up and do the little things. Not easy. You know, usually I need another check-in halfway through the afternoon. I gotta go for a run, I gotta go jump in the ocean, I gotta do another meditation. But it's just that, it's catching yourself and doing what resonates with you to bring you into that higher state, bring you into that joyful state, bring your focus on where you want to go. Start your day that way and do the check-ins throughout the day as you need to. And you just got to keep going. And it's a series of days like that with focused action towards what you want to do that are really going to help you create the life that you want.
Mm. You know, and I have to be honest and admit here, and I know Michael knows this, but when I first met Michael, I'm a much more creative, my natural tendency is much more creative, free flow, just kind of go with it type of person. And then we were talking about this disciplined, ritualized focus. And that totally intrigued me. And I started doing some, not all, but most of what Michael talks about. And I was surprised at how things accelerated, how the success in my health, how all these other goals that I had listed accelerated, even though at first when I started, I was having to put my natural tendencies aside and do basically what Michael was saying to do. And I like the idea of these rituals and knowing that it was a ritual instead of something I had to do. I don't know why the language was important to me, but I really appreciate that you talk about them in the terms of doing rituals. Somehow it resonated with me easier than, you know, Sharon, when you get up, you have to do this and you have to do that and you have to do that.
Yeah, that's great. And it's amazing to hear that. And it is a morning ritual and a morning ritual can be flexible. So when the weekend comes, yeah, I move a little slower or I'll sleep in a little bit later, but it's, or if I'm traveling, things are going to be a little bit different. And, you know, the other way, because we all need to have the creativity and the free-flowing parts to our life. And the way I operate to allow space for those is if, you know, if I've got 2 hours in the afternoon to do some writing, or I'm coming on a podcast interview such as this one right now, I've prepared everything up to this point in the day that I know I don't need or have to do anything or be anywhere else in this hour, or in this next 2 hours. I can be fully present. I can be fully here to create, to share, to do some writing after, whatever it is. Everything else has been taken care of. I can be 100% present. We can do our creative work. But again, it's just that preparation to get up to this point and make sure all everything is in its place and there's no other commitments that have to happen right now. Everything else is going to be okay for this couple hours, and we can really focus on that creative work that we want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I still like creative work. I know Michael does too. But when I was saying about the creativity part of me, I guess my whole approach to life was less formalized, less program managed. I know your project manager bit side comes out sometimes, and I'm like, I was really not really ever a project manager, and I never looked at my life as a project to manage. But I found that topic and that way of looking at it extremely helpful and optimizing my life a lot. So when we come back from this quick commercial break, we're going to talk to Michael about his upcoming book, because Awaken to Happiness. It's Satori Anande, Awaken to Happiness. And we're going to talk to him about, first off, why the book and how do you awaken to happiness? So we'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, "Sorry, I'm rambling," you say, "Thank you for listening." Join us at projectforgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenil and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PINKYCHENILLE.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Michael Tranmer from MichaelTranmer.com. And he helps online coaches so they can leave their corporate jobs and powerfully serve people on a higher level. And he uses his background as an engineering project manager to guide his clients through a systematic approach to launch their online businesses. And I'll say launch their life. That's really what Michael's about, is optimizing our life. And we've been talking about different ways of looking. How do we optimize our life and how do we get where we want to go? And using his discipline and focus approach, I found has been extremely helpful in keeping me going towards my goals, whether it's a goal in business or a goal in my health. It all seems to be the same process. But Michael, now I'm so excited about your book is coming out soon, and it's called Satoria Nande. I hope I pronounced that right. Awaken to Happiness. Tell us a little bit about why this book.
Why this book? What a great question. The book came through me, right? And we've all heard stories about that. You know, I underwent a radical change in my life from the old world of unhappy engineer and then being in a relationship, having the relationship come to a sudden end and then hitting my rock bottom. And it was not at the moment, but it was a very powerful and transformative time where I was feeling these really deep and dark and sad and lonely and lost emotions that I'd never felt on that level. And they were just really awakening and connecting new parts of my brain. And so that coupled with this real blank slate that I had to move forward, I had a lot of time to think. You know, I had a lot of time to think about my old world and also the new world that I wanted to create. But number one on the list was I need to dig myself out of the hole and be happy again and then start moving forward. I was not going to let myself stay there. But I remember I was lying on the same living room floor right here on this carpet looking up at the skylight overhead. And it was November. November in Vancouver is wet. Right.
And gray.
It's pouring. The pain is pouring down on the skylight overhead. And I remember saying, like, I can't live with myself. But
that's powerful.
That awareness that there is also there's an I and there's a myself. So there's two things going on here. And it took a while to get to this and dance with it a bit, but you know, it really was that awareness that I could have a different look upon myself. And I could do some work on myself to get me going in a new direction. And that's what happened over a 7-month period after that low point. You know, I read the books, I listened to the podcasts, I asked for all the advice from friends and family and actually listened to them for the first time in my life. And I hired a coach and started working with her to really help me get clear on what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go. And as this journey progressed, it got towards the point about half a year later where I went on a 2.5-month wellness personal journey through Central America. And it was at that time that I just felt so compelled to share everything that I had learned over the past 7 or 8 months by that point into this book. And so I spent 2 to 3 hours every day on these remote tropical beaches, huddled under any sort of shade that I could find, and just writing by hand out in my books with sand all over me what I had been through. And you know, the whole point is to share what I learned with the hopes that if it can help someone dig out of their rock bottom, then absolutely I want to share.
Absolutely. So as you were digging out, what is the first couple of insights you would share with someone that you shared in the book that you would share with someone to say, okay, Michael, I am down here. And instead of digging myself out, I'm digging myself deeper. What would you share?
I would share, it's okay. Forgive yourself. You know, for me, there were, when I was having these realizations and these about the past, there were parts of my personality that I did not love. Straight up. And that really hurt. And you know, for me, I didn't want to take those forward. And so my point is, I guess, that it's possible to make that change. To make that change, to find out who you want to be, how you want to march into your best self. And you know, take in good information, take in good role models, find the people that you really want to be more like. You're always going to be yourself, but they have certain traits. If you need to brush up some from your past life that you don't want to take into your future life, just know that it is possible. And also it's okay to change. It's going to be hard to change, and your friends and family, you know, it's going to be hard for them to see you change, But you have to listen to yourself and you have to listen to your heart and you have to know that it is possible to step into becoming your best self.
Something flashed into my mind when you're talking about a look at other people. And one of the things that I don't talk a lot about here on the Autoimmune Hour, but in my other world, I'm a speaker as well. That's part of how I met Michael. And one of the things that I found interesting, most people, when they know me for a while, realize I'm actually quite shy and introverted. And they say, but Sharon, how do you get out there and talk to hundreds of people on stage or whatever? Years ago, I met someone who I just was fascinated with parts of their personality. They could go walk up and talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime about anything. And I studied them with their permission, but I studied them. They know that I, to this day, they know I was totally fascinated. Like, how do you do that? Mm-hmm. And after a while, I just started to say, oh, okay. Now, that isn't part of my personality, but those different things that that person just did, I could easily do. And so when I'm getting ready to do anything, step out on stage or step out of that place that wants to be introverted, it's funny, I just kind of like start doing them. It at first, I almost had to remind myself how to do those traits, those things that this person was doing. But now, it's just another part of me. It's so natural that I know, okay, it's not fake it till you make it, guys. It's not like that at all. It's adopting certain traits and ways that you want to be, and you do them long enough that they become part of you, another tool in your toolbox.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that, Sharon. And what I describe to the people that I work with is that you can pull in an alter ego for those parts. You know, if it is going out on stage, if you're nervous when you're walking out there, pull in an alter ego of someone who, exactly like you did, who you want to emanate. And just for that split second to get you out there, to get on stage, step into their shoes and walk the first couple steps in their shoes and then go back into your shoes. But yeah, exactly like you said, when you start forming and cutting these new paths in your mind, in your brain, they become your paths. They become your new path. And then eventually you won't need that alter ego to get out there.
Yeah, just all about collecting tools in our toolbox. And that's one of the things I love about Michael is we're taking his ability as an engineering project manager from his old life and now his new life and helping people become more focused and powerful and resilient and become their higher self, their higher, whatever their higher level is, really, to me, runs along the same track as what we do when we're wanting to make changes in our health and our wellness and how we continue to optimize and take one step at a time. And part of that for me was not just the public speaking, but finding other people, and I found it through the Autoimmune Hour here, other thrivers, and having them on the show and saying, and how'd you do that? Similar to Michael, like, and how did you pull yourself out of that hole and become successful and have this new book coming out? But you talk about in the book about keys to happiness and the idea of happiness. Let's talk a little bit in the somewhat short period of time that we have left. Like, how do you define happiness?
Great question. Different for everyone, but there's several key things, you know, that I studied as I'm digging myself out of this hole that, because it was literally like I was learning how to do it again. And one of the things that really, there's a few of them in there, but one of the things that really stuck out for me is, and this is one thing that I'll focus on, but it really is that community and that tribe that we need to feel a part of. And in our day and age where we're all living in these separate boxes, we've really gotten away from our primal roots where we live together as big tribes that help each other. And so this is something that I focus on for myself, even still trying to build my proper tribe. And because I see a lot of people that really isolate themselves and they wonder why they're unhappy. You know, they're competent in their work, which is what we all need to have. You know, they have some good relationships, they're healthy, but they don't have that good community, that good feel around them. And, you know, it's not easy to self-analyze, but when you see that from the outside, it can be fairly evident. So what can people do? You know, you can join a community club, you can volunteer, you can join a business network, whatever it is, to surround yourself with more of the like-minded people will really help energize you and move you forward and make you happy.
You know, it's funny. I just read a research study just over the weekend about how they were compared. They did a study of loneliness and how it is just rampant in our society today, as well as they were showing that it actually had physical manifestations such as it can damage your heart, it can damage other organs. And I was really surprised at how they were able to show that there was actually physical manifestations when someone would classify themselves as lonely. I thought, okay, that's fascinating how it's actually showing up physically, not just as an emotion or a mental condition where we're thinking about it. That was fascinating to me.
Oh yeah, I'm not surprised at all, right? The body is a reflection of the mind. And you know, even myself, when all of this was building up to when I hit my rock bottom, I had this real pain in my chest for more than half a year. And I got all the tests. I got the MRI, I got the X-ray, I got whatever all the other stuff was. It was all just stress. It was all stress. It was 100% stress. You know, we went through all these tests and I got to the end sitting with the doctor. He's giving me a complete clean bill of health. He's like, you are super healthy. You're ready to go. You're ready to elevate it to the next level. And I'm like, doc, what about what was going on with me for the last half a year? And then we're like, yeah, just stress. It was just your heart literally breaking. You've moved through that. And your body was just reflecting what your emotions were.
Fascinating. So we're just down to about the last 7 minutes, Michael. Share with us some final thoughts and any insider secrets that you want to share, and then how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you very much again for this opportunity, Sharon, and hope I have been a great value to you and your dedicated, amazing listeners out there. And I mean, my message is simple. It's what I live and breathe every day, and what I help people with as well, is that it's possible to live your dream life. Because for me, you know, I wasn't living the dream before. I would go into the office. I'd be one of those guys, right, in the corporate world where someone would walk by you at your cubicle and then they'd ask you how you're doing. You say, living the dream. I wasn't living the dream. So I've had this opportunity to get very clear on what my dream life is. And it's high achieving and it's hitting big goals and it's speaking on the biggest stages and it's selling all the books and it's helping all the people. It's possible. It takes a lot of hard work. And that's where the discipline and the focus comes in. But my message really is that, you know, people, if you're not living your best life, take that step back, get clear on what it is, and put the steps in place to make it possible. And when you bring in the spiritual side, and when you bring in the mental discipline, and you realize the power of our mind and our brain to create these new connections and use more of our brain. So many of us are not even using close to the potential of what we are capable of. But when you start to get these little glimpses of how you can actually form these new connections and step into your future self, when you start to get these little hints about that, then you get that appreciation that yes, I can hit my big goals. Yes, I can be on the biggest stages. Yes, I can make the biggest difference.
Absolutely. One of the things I want to share too is have a ritual of celebrating when you hit goals. Michael and I had talked about that before, and I don't think we brought it up here, but I remember our chat about it. So this idea of celebrating the little and celebrating the big goals. So for me, that was very reinforcing to even celebrate the little goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Celebrate the little ones. And then when you get the big ones, have that bigger celebration, because this is life. We're meant to celebrate our wins, and we're meant to learn from our losses so we can keep moving forward.
So, Michael, this has been awesome. Tell people how they can find out more about you and your website. I mentioned it before, but tell us a little bit about your website.
Yeah, michaeltranmer.com. I spend the most time on Instagram for you social media folks out there. So that's at michael.tranmer, T-R-A-N-M-E-R. And I post almost daily on the coaching and the people that I help out, but also inspiration and motivational things that I'm learning and I continue to learn. I am just obsessed with learning right now. And that's been one of the amazing things that has come out of all this. It's just our never ending capacity to learn. And it's been so invigorating. And I encourage everyone out there. So whatever you're interested in, keep learning and keep growing. It's incredible what we can accomplish.
You know, it's funny you talk about learning. When I first started my diving into this, and now I feel I know more about autoimmune than some of the medical professionals I have met over on this path. But that was key to me. Find out everything I can and then use wisdom of myself and others to sort through what works for me and what doesn't work for me. And some of it was not crazy stuff. I just like, that just doesn't resonate with me. It could be perfectly logical for some people in this situation. But learning to me is the one of the keys that have optimized me to get to where I am today, to where the doctors are just in disbelief that they never thought with the diagnosis that I would be where I am. And I look back and I think it was because, as you always talk about, Michael, coming in with this open mind and having this ability to search within ourselves and know what will work for me and what doesn't work for me. I think that was critical in part of my ability to continue to stay focused, is learning, but also be very discerning in what I'm learning. So I didn't get taken down some path that wasn't going
to
work.
Love that. It's so empowering to bring it into your own hands and take that knowledge and use it to help you, and then use it to help other people as well, just as you're doing with this podcast and all the work that you do, Sharon.
Well, thank you, Michael. Everyone, that's Michael Trammer. It's T-R-A-N-M-E-R is how he spells his last name. Michael is just the regular way. And check him out on Instagram. I love his Instagram page. It is really beautiful. Not only is it inspiring, but you could just see this lovely creative design element about it too. It's really beautiful to look at. And then also check out Facebook, Understanding Autoimmune, as well as on Facebook, we have the Autoimmune Hour, two pages over there. Twitter is Autoimmune Hour. And Instagram is Autoimmune Hour and Understanding Autoimmune for all of those social media things for the Autoimmune Hour. Whew, tiring just saying it all there. And be sure and join me next week for another brand new episode. And have a great week, whatever your adventures. Be sure and have adventures. Even if you're like, Sharon, I don't feel good today. You know, have a mind adventure then. Just be sure and have adventures. That's what keeps us moving forward and keeps it all spicy, right? Everyone, thank you so much for being part of my community. Love you all. Enjoy.
The information provided on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, including the websites understandingautoimmune.com and lifeinterruptedradio.com, plus social media, is for educational purposes only. What you read, hear, and see on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, and its websites and other media outlets, is based on experience only. The information should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio.
Take a moment now to find a comfy spot. Wiggle about every nook and cranny to make sure you're comfortable in this spot. Shake out your fingers and wiggle your toes while you take some nice deep breaths and extend the exhale, continuing to release any leftover little stressors of the day with a nice extended exhale, coming to a place of complete comfort, letting go of all drama. That's right. Just whisking it away. No longer needed. Doesn't have a place here. That's right. Oh, let it go with a sigh. No need for drama here. No need to accept others' drama. Notice how it feels to be without drama. Oh, just lovely, that's right. Open and spacious without drama. Knowing that you can take the same feeling of open and spacious, no drama, no need for drama, right now, back into the real world. That's right. Integrate this feeling of no drama, of relaxation, open and spaciousness, and take it back into the present moment, right now, alert and aware that you can call on this feeling at any time and carry it with you at all times. Alert and aware, eyes wide open and ready to begin your day without drama and with that open and spacious feeling. Oh, welcome back.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, "Sorry, I'm rambling," you say, "Thank you for listening." Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's P-I-N-K-Y. C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. See you there.